I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine being a teacher in a refugee camp where your students have endured unspeakable trials. Jessica Roos says that's exactly what's happening in camps all around the world, and that's why she's helping Tent Schools International write a book for educators that'll help them better identify and treat students who are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder.
This guide is giving resources and information of how to help children kind of break past that barrier and think and sort of get out of that flight, fight, freeze mentality.
Understanding PTSD can give volunteers a better way to show the grace of Christ.
It's the job of the Christian educator to be able to listen to their fears and listen to what they're saying.
And in the past year, many changes in our world have shocked the globe. And David Shibley of Global Events says that the mission field is no exception.
The very repressive measures that Russia has taken against evangelicals, and this has been replicated in some other countries as well.
Yet the struggles many believers face provide opportunities, and as the world changes, so do the resources Christians can use to spread the love of Christ.
Until the nations are discipled, until everyone has had opportunity to hear the gospel in a culturally viable way, and until churches are planted among all of the ethnicities of the earth, the job is not done.
Wondering where you might fit in? Visit our website, missionnews.org, to find more stories and opportunities to get involved. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help the ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. And where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.